Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, a strong and powerful John Dauphiné. John, are you ready to do this?
I am.
Excellent. Let's do this. John is the CEO of the Foundation for Financial Planning, the nation's only nonprofit organization solely devoted to supporting the delivery of pro bono financial planning. Excited to have you on. John, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, sure, George. Well, it's great to be on. I really got interested in helping people with their money issues and helping people reach better financial security. Years ago, when I was a young attorney, I had just graduated from law school. I got a job with a big firm. And I looked, for the first time, I had what was called a 401k. And I'm from Canada. We didn't have 401ks there. I didn't know anything about it. And I realized I didn't really know anything about investing. And I didn't know that much about personal finance. And I thought, well, if I don't, then surely many Americans, right, you know, who've also probably not had personal finance, they don't know either. And so I practiced law for a while, but then I got into the nonprofit space and really started working on lots of different ways to bring average Americans better financial security. So I worked at AARP for 15 years, and I've run the foundation for about 3 years now. And, you know, it's a great mission. I mean, we really try to bring objective expertise for free to underserved people.
Excellent. So I know that you do a lot of great work for lots of different people. Is there a certain area that you're really focused most on right now?
Yeah, I'm really excited about our signature initiative, which we have called our Pro Bono for Cancer campaign. And this is a particular focus on helping out patients and families who have a serious cancer diagnosis and are struggling or likely to struggle financially. And we selected this population to do a particular series of grants to help them because of the data. And what you see is that about one third of families facing serious cancer go through all of their savings, and about one quarter actually have to raid their retirement funds. So it can be financially devastating for folks. And what we wanted to do was bring in a volunteer certified financial planner early in the diagnosis to really go through the whole financial picture and help the family plan for things that can happen, like loss of income, you know, additional expenses associated with the treatment, and that sort of thing. Also looking at things like life insurance policies, all the assets, and trying to make some plans to really weather the storm. And I think we've seen a big interest within the financial planning community, and we know there's a great need for this. So it's been very gratifying to watch this campaign take off.
Oh, I definitely believe it. So, all right, those are rough numbers, that a third of families facing serious cancer go through all of their savings, a quarter of them have to raid their retirement accounts. That's not necessarily a surprise to hear that. I have no idea what kind of numbers that we're talking about. I don't know how many families are at any number of at any time really having to face serious cancer. Do you have a sense of that? Or rather, how many clients are you trying to work with?
Yeah, well, the need is great. And off the, you know, there's many millions of Americans that are diagnosed with serious cancer each year. You know, our work is not, you know, can't address every single one of those folks, can't bring help to every single one of them. But we are growing and we are interested in scaling this nationally, this effort. We have some terrific partners. So we have joined with the Financial Planning Association, and they are helping us recruit CFP professional volunteers. We also have a great partner called Family Reach, and their specialty has always been providing emergency cash grants to families. families with cancer to, you know, help them pay, for example, a mortgage payment so they can stay in their home. But what our partner Family Reach realized is, you know, coming in when there's a crisis point is not optimal. If you can get help to the family beforehand and ward off the financial crisis. So, with Family Reach, we've actually created a bundle of services that a person with cancer can access. One is health insurance optimization, so it's guidance on how to select and maintain a health insurance policy that's going to pay the most in terms of what their treatment needs are. One is pharma assistance. There's lots of different assistance programs that the pharmaceutical companies offer, and it's basically how to access those. Another is the cash grants that I just spoke about. And then the fourth part of the service is the free financial planning. So all of those things together are a very powerful bundle of services that are offered for free. And we feel make a real difference. And because a lot of this program is delivered virtually, so for example, our volunteer financial planners work on FaceTime or Skype or on the phone and email, they don't need to be in the same city as the patient, which gives us a lot more flexibility in matching up our volunteers to patients and will enable us to scale this in a powerful way. So by the end of 2019, we're hoping to serve at least 500 families with the service and to grow from there.
I think that that's awesome. Okay. So I think that, one of the, I don't know that, that everybody necessarily understands the complete value or the practical result of working with a financial advisor. And we're all aware that there's so much information out there at our fingertips, but there's a huge disconnect between knowing what you should do and actually doing something about it, right?
So that's a great point. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, if I can address that. So, you know, working with an objective, ethical advisor is really meaningful. And a lot of folks, you know, they're very busy in their day-to-day lives. They may even know, you know, they may have taken personal finance classes. They may even understand, you know, intellectually, okay, I'm supposed to rebalance, you know, my investment portfolio once a year, and I'm supposed to, you know, look at asset allocation and that sort of thing, but few people really do it. You know, if you look at behavior and 401k plans, I mean, most people are pretty inert. Life gets in the way, you know, and when you have an advisor who knows a lot and can apply really good objective, you know, reasoning to your situation and give you just-in-time action steps and kind of a roadmap for the future, that can be very meaningful, especially if you can meet with the planner more than once. And in our program, for example, on the cancer issue, the planner is typically going to meet with the family about three times. So there's, you know, more of a getting to know you, looking at all the data, looking at the comprehensive financial picture of the family. Then there's the presentation of a roadmap with action steps. And then there's a check-in down the road to answer questions and just make sure folks are on track. And we do find that that multi-touch you know, engagement really reinforces some of the change. We also find that working with a planner, you know, some people, again, they may sit through a class, you know, on financial literacy, you know, maybe their eyes glaze over. But when they're actively engaged one-on-one with an expert, you know, it's amazing to see how they can apply the principles to their own personal finances in a confidential setting where they can really talk, you know, without stigma or shame about what's going on and really get some needed advice.
Yeah, I think that there's so much value to it. And there's probably so many things that, stop people from engaging in the financial planning process. Maybe it's intimidating to them. Maybe they're ashamed that they're not in a great financial situation in terms or when it comes to families that are dealing with a medical emergency, with crisis, then that's not going to be the first thing on their minds. Are there other factors that you've found that that stop people from engaging and getting a financial plan? Is it cost sometimes too?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. One of the barriers I think consumers face is there is fragmentation in the market. So if you don't have a lot of money, but you want assistance, you know, there just aren't that many options because many financial planners, typically have a client base of high net worth individuals. That's how the compensation model works frequently. So it can be a bit of a barrier for folks to find a financial planner. Now, there are hourly financial planners, and this can be an affordable option, for middle-income people, definitely something we recommend. Other financial planners may only take, somebody with $1 million in investable assets, right? And they charge a fee based on the assets under management. So clearly those types of planners are out of reach for most ordinary folks who don't have nearly that kind of resources. But again, the pro bono enables financial planners to perhaps who serve high net worth in their day job to actually be able to help families that are really struggling. And I think it's a very meaningful service opportunity for our volunteers and also brings, something that's very powerful to the client, to the pro bono client, which is a true objective expert that's willing to partner with them and help them with their toughest financial challenges. And also, teach them sort of the best practices as they move ahead in their financial lives. Most people turn to family and friends for financial advice, not to experts. And that's a real problem because often their families and friends don't know much more than they do or may steer them in the wrong direction. And folks are also very subject to predation. There's a lot of idle, auto title loan places, paycheck cashing places that are not particularly ethical and that charge very, very exorbitant fees. And a lot of people are taken in by these sorts of plays. And so, unfortunately, it's a fragmented market, and it often is not the easiest for a person of modest means to get great financial advice.
That all makes sense. So, what is the process for families who are facing cancer? How does it work? How do they raise their hands and say, "We would love to take advantage of this program"? How are they connected?
Yes. So our partner has relationships with about 35 cancer centers across the country, and those have been specifically onboarded and now refer patients into the program. And because of the need out there, we're trying to balance the supply of available volunteers with the need. So we're not doing a lot of like national marketing because we don't want to deluge the system. But I can say if folks are listening and they think, and they're facing a serious cancer and they think they might qualify for assistance, they can go to the website familyreach.org. And again, this is our nonprofit partner that works with families affected by cancer, and they can learn more about the program there. And they can actually contact that organization and see about getting services as well. So that may be an option for folks, and that would be what I would recommend.
Okay, great. Well, John, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I would say, and it goes to an earlier point, don't rely on friends and family, for financial advice. You want to make sure you're getting financial advice and financial information from an expert, objective source. And there's lots of great places online. There's lots of organizations. Pro bono financial planners are one way to get that. But you could also go to our website, foundationforfinancialplanning.org. We have a tab that says consumer resources, lots of good ideas about how to get some great information that's objective and ethical and will steer you in the right direction.
Excellent. Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
So, John, what else should people be focused on? What questions should I have asked that I haven't asked?
Well, one thing that we're working on, George, is trying to spread pro bono financial planning more thoroughly across the country. And so our cancer effort is a way to do that. A lot of it, as I mentioned, is virtual, which is terrific. But we also fund other organizations that are in communities scattered across the country. So if people are interested in finding out, you know, where is a pro bono financial planning program in my area, if there is one, they can go to our website, foundationforfinancialplanning.org, look under grants, and we do list out our grantees each year, where they are. We have a map. And so if you happen to be in that region, that might be a resource for you if you're looking. I should also mention the United Way does do a lot of financial security work for people of modest incomes, and they may be a good resource within the community if there is no grantee of ours. So something to think about. You know, we, as we grow as an organization, you know, we're hoping to be able to fund partners with that national reach and bring more and more people great free financial planning.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show John your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Thank you again, John.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!